About reincarnation, I truly believe that we do come back, and I've always felt that way. I've read many things about it, and
I want to interrupt you here just for a moment because we want to lay a little basis here. We would rather than you thinking in terms of reincarnation and coming back and coming back, because try as hard as you do, most of you have lackful consciousness about that too. In other words, when people talk about the next life and the next life and the next life, it's almost always with this feeling that of wanting to cling to this life, so I'll just make myself feel better by acknowledging that I will be back. And we want you to understand that you can sort of supersede all of those feelings and thoughts by becoming fully alive now. When you become fully alive in your now, here is the best way to say it. When you've tuned yourself to the eternal nature of this non-physical energy that is really you, when you tune yourself to that, reincarnation becomes an unimportant topic to you because you've accepted the eternal nature of your beingness. You see what we're getting at? Do you sort of feel it? In other words, when you acknowledge that you are an eternal being and that the consciousness that is you will always thrive and experience joy, and there's no lights going out, there's no ending to that which you are, the continuity of who you are is just this eternal and wonderful thing. When you start feeling that, then you are able to immerse yourself fully in this right now physical, non-physical combination, rather than trying to get into the next one or the next one. This is the physical, non-physical combination that we want you to focus on. Can you feel why? This is where your power is. This is the physical, non-physical combination where all of your potential for joy and expansion are. Live this, you see.
I heard you say in previous times, how people don't carry on from one life to the other, feelings and things like, I remember the question about...
Well, the reason is, what we've said is, when you are here, let's say that you're here in this physical body and that you were born to a mother who had already forgotten who she is, so she fussed and worried about just about everything and taught you how to do it too. So you live this life experience sort of worried about this and worried about that and anxious about this and joyful occasionally but not very often, and then you croak. Woo, into that pure positive energy place. So we want to remind you what we said earlier, that when you feel negative emotion, it's because you're choosing some screwy thought, and we are going to be disrespectful about those screwy thoughts that you think because they are screwy. When you think that screwy thought of injustice or of no personal value or no value in someone else, when you're thinking those thoughts, the reason that you feel negative emotion is because the source within you does not go with you and think that thought. So the question that we always want to put to you is, if your inner being will not join you in this negative thought, what do you think the odds are that your inner being is going to say to you once you've reemerged into pure positive energy, hey, you didn't get it right, you got to go back and do it over? In other words, it's just ridiculous. There's not anything even remotely like that that is happening.
So you're saying there's no thread between one life to the next? Like,
of course there's a thread. The source within you is the thread. Your inner being is the thread. There is that thread. But you start out every time from a place of pure positive energy. You come into every physical experience from your place of knowing who you really are. And you make the choices that you make. Sometimes people say, well, then why would someone come forth and be sick if they've made that choice from a place of pure positive emotion? Why would they choose to be sick? And we say, because they want the contrast that gives them more opportunity to give birth to more rockets of desire. Why do you play tennis with somebody you know can beat you? Because you want the expansion that comes forth from that. If you win every game you play with someone, pretty soon they're not that fun to play with. Isn't that right? Don't you want something that draws forth from you, something that's more and more and more and more? That's the way you are approaching those physical experiences, too.
And why is it that you are not coming back in the physical? Like you said, we are not only non-physical now. We don't take another body.
Well, what would you do if your electricity became the toaster? No one can toast any toast because the electricity has now transformed itself into toasters. Well, where's the electricity? It's a toaster now.
I'm not getting it.
Well, it was an impertinent stretch, but we'll lay it out for you. We'll lay it out for you in a kinder, gentler way. You are always source energy, and sometimes you project part of that consciousness into a physical form. So there, for you to say that Abraham is not physically focused could not be more inaccurate, because we are all over the place in physical form.
So what is the difference between you as a non-physical and our non-physical being?
Nothing.
Okay.
That which we are is a collective consciousness of your inner beings.
But do you choose at some point not to come back? Do you? Because I remember reading in Buddhism how supposedly after so many lifetimes you choose not to come back. Is it
true?
Well,
physical humans say that because from their physical point of view. In other words, we hear physical beings say, "Abraham, I'm tired of this, and I tell everyone I'm not coming back." And we say, "We'll carry your message, but it doesn't make any difference, because you don't make those decisions from your disconnected human point of view. You make those decisions from your non-physical point of view. And the non-physical point of view is always eager for the new expanded experience. And so whenever anyone says that the more evolved you get, then the more you don't come back, they've got the whole story very backwards, because what the implication is that Source is perfect and got it all figured out, and that you're being sent here to get it perfect. And when you get it perfect, then you can reside with Source. And we say there is endedness in that story that does not exist. There is eternalness in the awareness that your Source energy coming into an environment where you are inspired to yet more. That's how Source continues to expand. And our toaster analogy was just to let you know that there will always be this non-physical energy that is the source of that which is physical. It always will be. But that does not mean that in other words, you cannot separate the soul of you from the human part of you ever. You can pinch it off pretty good and get really wretched and feeling awful, but you cannot separate yourself from it. There will always be a non-physical energy stream coming forth. Humans keep telling the story in a lot of different ways as they're trying to make sense of their life experience here. And we get it that when someone or a lot of someones have beat the drum of unwanted things that have managed to pinch themselves off from the resources that are available to them, that they begin telling stories that sound like the resources aren't always available when they are. You just got to get in the vibrational vicinity of where the resources are, you see. We know you've heard us tell this story, but it is so important for us to explain it to you here. You are non-physical energy. Always non-physical energy, always non-physical energy, always non-physical energy, always. And then some of that non-physical energy is sometimes, as you see all around you, expressed into this physical form, not just in humans, but in birds and beasts of all nature, in the very molecules of your planet. Non-physical energy is streaming forth into all of that. All of that. And so people who are talking about the hierarchy of all of this, they must understand that the same consciousness that is within the worm or the dirt or the beast or the bird or the human, it's non-physical energy all lovingly streaming forth for the balance of the whole, you see. So here